Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
One of our sponsors is Country Financial, and they have been working with an organization called the North Lawndale Employment Network. Had a couple of, I thought, really interesting conversations with these people. And if I start to go down this road too much, I'll end up spending all of this time selling that that honey-based Buzz Bee Love product, which is just awesome. And if you're on my Christmas list, I got news for you. You're going to get that. And more about that later on. But first, in our studio, I want you to meet Derek Sanders, who is the Clinical Workforce Development Manager for the North Lawndale Employment Network. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
And sitting next to you is also Mark Sanders, who is the Chief Program Officer for the North Lawndale Employment Network. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
So first of all, guys, tell me a little bit about what you, Derek, what is your role with NLEN? What are you all about?
My role with NLEN, I'm the program manager in addition to the group facilitator. So I facilitate cognitive restructuring, anger management, job readiness. And upon completion, I provide referral services for those who may need some additional ancillary services along with employment.
The North Lawndale Employment Network finds people who are underemployed, who may have had run-ins with the law or other issues, and it not only trains them, but then tries to literally find jobs for them. You work with businesses in the community as partners, and off they go, hopefully. I mean, that's the idea, right?
Correct.
How many people have you all worked with or serviced? Would you, have any guesstimate on that over the years?
Over the years, I know it's in the numbers of the thousands.
Yeah.
So typically, we will work with maybe 130 men and women over a calendar year or fiscal year.
Yeah. And is it specifically North Lawndale, or can they be from anywhere in the city?
We service anywhere in the Chicagoland area. They can come from any communities.
But it's North Lawndale, so are they mostly in that neighborhood?
A large percentage of our men and women do come from North Lawndale, but we do have a large percentage come outside of North Lawndale, so mm-hmm. we accept them as well. So around 54% come from that particular community.
54. Help me with the map now. Where are we talking about? What's the geographic area in the city?
We're talking about the Austin community, the Garfield community, Englewood, Pilsen, and Austin.
Sitting in our studio is also Mark Sanders. So what do you do for the organization then, Mark?
So I help lead our workforce development programs, as well as our Financial Opportunity Center, and specifically our customized skills training program. So Derek's program, he leads the U-Turn Permitted program, and that's the program designed to help people who are ready to turn their lives around, help them go through the process of doing just that. And so while they're in Derek's program, they go through 4 weeks of training. They get anger management services. They do some other job readiness training, including developing their resumes, practicing their interview skills, talking about their backgrounds in a way that's non-damaging and helps them explain to the employers that they're in front of that they're the right person for the job.
So then do you then, though, help them with specific skills? Like, so what do you want to go into, welding or some sort of trade or something like that?
Correct. Specifically, we have a diesel mechanic training program called Moving Forward. And what that does is help them transition from an entry-level position into a position where they can earn up to $30 an hour working for our company.
Are there jobs like that around here?
Absolutely. One of our leading partner agencies is the Chicago Transit Authority.
Huh.
We have people that have been employed with them for several years and have been promoted to management positions.
That's interesting to think about. All those buses, someone's got to figure out how to fix them, and who's training people to do that these days, right?
Right.
Hooray for you guys, right? You mentioned, both of you, anger management training. Why? Do the men and women that come into the program have either a chip on their shoulder or they have been angry at the world? I mean, how big of a deal or important is that?
It's pretty important. Anger management is also rooted in what Derek was mentioning, those cognitive restructuring principles. And that's really just changing the way people think. thinking about the issues that may have happened in their life, things that they've done to hurt people, things that people have done to hurt them. A lot of that builds up resentment and anger over time. So that's a critical first step in order to turning your life around.
And I'll bet I'm just guessing here, but suppose somebody comes in feeling like such damaged goods that you don't care, you don't know, you can't help, right? I mean, you're asking people to make a real life turnaround here, aren't you?
Correct.
That's why you call it U-turn, right? Presume,
correct.
Eh?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and you're able to do that because I'm not. That strikes me as extraordinarily ambitious.
Yeah, we're actually able to do that, and one of the reasons that we're able to do it because we assess everyone who comes into our program. So we work with them individually and meet them where they're at as far as their cognitive outlook on life. And another reason for anger management we provide is not just because they may be coming in with some anger issues or some resolve issues, but just being able to deal with society on a day-to-day basis. We know that our men and women are returning citizens, and everyone may not be too excited about those individuals getting a second chance.
Really? Well, maybe some of them aren't ready for it. I mean, it's like if you have a substance abuse problem, you've got to be ready to conquer that yourself. We can't do that for you. Do you run into that as well, Derek?
Well, absolutely. But however, you know, after a person comes through our program and once they receive the information, then it's their job to be able to utilize it. So we call it a stepping stone in many cases to help give those individuals some hope. And if we're unable to provide those services, then we're able to refer them out to additional services as needed.
So it's the Diesel program. Are there other programs that you guys have for these people? What else do you train them to do?
We also have what's called a self-employment pathways program. And that's an opportunity for people who have a business idea that they want to develop into an actual business. We help train them, go through that process of developing a business plan, understanding principles like cost of goods sold, understanding how you would have to price your product in order to actually make a profit from it.
Yeah.
And so we're leveraging our experience with the Sweet Beginning Social Enterprise, giving people an opportunity to learn while they're working at that business, and then also translate that into how they can ultimately run their own enterprise.
What's Sweet Beginnings?
Sweet Beginnings is the place that sells those honey-infused products you were talking about earlier.
Yep. Yeah, I know when you guys walked in, you thought, boy, John smells pretty good, and here's what it is. I get that all the time now. It's a honey-based lotion that my wife and I use now, but there's also like a bath scrub,
yes,
which has got evidently some soap or some I don't know how you make this stuff, but there's honey in there, and it's got some sandy stuff, and you scrub yourself, and it really feels good.
Yeah.
There's a lip balm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a facial cream. There's a whole host of products. And these young men, and I don't know their age, these men and women actually work on that and sort of get the idea of how a business works.
Yes, they manufacture the products in our Flournoy location. They also sell the products at different locations throughout the city.
Yeah, are you guys in Whole Foods or what? Is there a store? What's the distribution like on that? Do you know offhand?
Mariano's is
Mariano's?
The place where we sell the most.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of Mariano's. You guys are in Mariano's.
Yes, we are.
Correct.
Yeah, one of my friends said they thought they saw that there, and I'm like, holy cow. So just, and you have individual products or you can buy a gift set as well.
Yes.
Which is, okay, but that's that. And then, you know, we talk about trades like Diesel, et cetera. Do you do white-collar skills too, like, I don't know, computer or data or stuff like that?
So we have a program also called Administrative Excellence, and that's where we help people. So we are not doing like IT services or anything like that, but we are helping people with their basic computer skills, things that they can leverage into opportunities working in an office, helping someone else run their small business, answering phones, managing the data, and then ultimately helping that business thrive.
It's Mark Sanders. He's the chief program officer with this North Lawndale Employment Network. The other voice you're hearing is Derek Sanders, and he's the clinical workforce development manager over there. Thank goodness for you guys. Thank goodness for your organization. If not you, who? You know, how many people are picking up the ball and helping people like this? This must be very satisfying for you.
It is.
And yet you're not tax supported, are you?
Well, we do have funding from the government. We do have private foundations that support us. And then we also have special events that we host where people, individuals, have an opportunity to support our programs and services as well.
Well, I know that organizations like yours, and yours specifically, is always trying to find that extra dollar to stretch it as far as you can to help these men and women. Mike Fisher just strolled into our studio. He's the Agency Vice President of Community Business Development. Mike, welcome to the show. How are you? Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having us.
So tell me what you do.
Well, I work for Country Financial, and I head up our community initiatives to work with community partners, such as the North Lawndale Employment Network, through our grant program, Count on Country. And that program is targeted at nonprofit organizations that have financial education components as part of their programming.
So you guys have a foundation. You can spend the money any way you want. I guess it's must be fun, but also challenging to figure out how is that dollar best spent, right?
You know, it is challenging. There are so many outstanding programs, you know, in the Chicagoland area, and yet there's so few resources to fund those programs.
So you have to be discriminating, and I'm having learned about these guys, love the fact that Country Financial is helping them out particularly.
Well, you know, we've enjoyed our partnership with NLEN over the last few years. And, you know, for a long time, they have done more than just help those who are unemployed and underemployed develop the skills necessary to find and prepare themselves and excel on their new jobs. But they've also changed the quality of lives for everybody in the community by moving these folks forward. And so, you know, one of the things that really drew us to the organization was that, you know, when we sat down with Brenda, their executive director, and some of the other staff, and we talked about, you know, their focus, we both agreed that to overcome the big obstacles of tomorrow, it really starts by taking the simple steps today. And so they really have done an outstanding job in terms of helping these individuals do the things to move themselves forward into employment and move their families and their communities forward as well.
So what have you got for me today, my friend?
Well, I'm not sure if I have anything for you, but I'll look. But I've got something very special for our friends from NLEN what? To help.
Oh, yeah, he's
so
got the
I'd
big
like
check.
To present them with an extra $10,000 from our grant program
to
support their programming.
You're holding the check upside down. It's about to bounce. Now it's going to work.
There we go. I don't know if this will fit in your pocket, but
we'll try.
Okay,
we'll try.
Great.
Derek, you didn't know he was going to come in with a $10,000 check today, did you? You didn't know he was going to come in with a $10,000 check. Yeah. So congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
And thank you for doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you for having us. It's a delight to partner with organizations like this who truly are making a difference in our communities.
That's the sense I get. I mean, this is my third conversation with NLEN. Every single person has really been personally committed and dedicated. And you can tell they've got a certain pride, not just with getting people's jobs, but with changing lives, turning mm-hmm. people around. Like you said, you know, propelling these people forward in the community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thanks for you guys for what you're doing. Thanks for coming in as well.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's continue the conversation. Let's continue to sell products. Let's continue to get people into the program. Maybe someday there won't be a long list of people that would be eligible for the program, but as there is, guys, keep doing the good work. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Okay, Mark and Derek and Mike Fisher, the Agency Vice President of Community Business Development at Country Financial. Thanks all.